tax of 3.636 at 336.62 miles per hour to kick off the Fall Nationals here in Dallas. Steve, you are a Texan. You're in Dallas. How? Just walk us through your evening so far here at Texas.
You know, there's I have so much history here at this racetrack. I've grown up racing here from Super Comp, Super Gas, Top Alcohol, Fuel. And so, are you waving at Mom?
Yeah.
So, say hi. Can you say hi?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of expectations when you come here. You want to do well in front of the hometown crowd. You want to go out and do well in front of the fans because, I mean, I am the only real Texas boy here. Maybe Buddy Hall, he might be a real Texan. Schumacher, he is far from it. Mitch King, yeah, too. Maybe I'm not the only real Texan, but I take pride in being from Texas, and so these fans are unbelievable. We haven't had the success here in the last couple years. I think 2 years ago we were in the final and got beat, and I don't know what we did last year. Last year I tried to put the whole year out of my mind. But it's a roller coaster of emotions when you go through one of these seasons and you just – hey, can you quit? It's a roller coaster of emotions when you go through one of these seasons, the highs, the lows, just how the point system works. I mean, it's not set up to be conducive for somebody that does well all year. It's just set up for somebody that does well in the last six races. And so it changes the whole strategy, and that's frustrating. But you just got to kind of dance with the girl that you brought. And Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, Justin Crossland, every one of those guys is it's really distracting. Every one of those guys is just they put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this and what they're doing, and so it makes you just be proud of the team you're part of and what's going on. And I'll say, you know, it wasn't the best run, but it was good. It was a good layup run. The first round, the 72, put us close to the back of the pack, and so gave us the opportunity to go out and make that pass. The track is unbelievable here. The whole Meyer family's done a great job. Elon, he's done a great job here at helping the racetrack get pointed in the right direction. And just like I said earlier, all the hard work and stuff that these guys have done behind the scenes to really promote this race, the whole week, the Stampede of Speed week, and putting on the show. I mean, this is an event. This is more than just a race. This is an event. And I'm really proud of everything that's gone on here. So to go out, to go low ET, to run a career best speed and ET, and then get to sit on that saddle down there at the end, get that check, get those corral boots. I mean, it's special. And at this point, you know, we need to carry that momentum into race day. We need to keep the car running well, but this is definitely a great place to start. I think that tomorrow is going to be cool. Sunday is going to be really cool. First round, you got to build on that and go through there. And making that run right there sets you up really good to stay number one and have some, you know, just a better vantage point for race day on Sunday, and we'll just see how it goes. But you can't win a championship here, but you can definitely lose one, and we need to try to stay solid there.
I was going to ask you, because you talked about that you grew up racing here, and obviously the Dallas is a really important race, and if we had Dallas, say, in spring, would the mindset change at all? I mean, obviously right now you're focused on a championship, but you obviously want to do well in front of your folks here. Like, if it was only April, would you have the same kind of Dallas mindset?
For me personally, yeah, just because it's hometown, it's home state. But I think that the countdown to the championship, the six races, that changes the dynamic of the way you approach everything. Because I mean, there's zero room for error, and so you got to go into it and make every swing, every hit count. And so that changes the mindset a little bit, but as far as just wanting to come here and be competitive and win this race, this one has more incentive than any of them because it's home. And you always want to win on home turf.
All the low qualifiers before you all said pretty much what you're saying about Dallas. This can be a race where you can not win it, but you can certainly blow it here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the countdown, we're only four races in, but it's been up and down. I mean, Doug has the baddest car, and all of a sudden you've got the baddest car. So you feel like you're peaking at the right time?
You know, at the end of the day, we've been the most consistent car probably across the board. We only won one race, but I don't think we fell any lower than second or third throughout the year. Justin kicked everybody's butt, but they also were super high or super low, you know. Doug has only done well in the last three races or four races, you know. I don't think the guy won 10 rounds all year and then shows up in the countdown and is everybody thinks that, you know, he's the baddest man on the planet, which they've done well. They've just only done well when it counted. And so that's what the problem that I've always had with the countdown is it's not indicative of who had the best car all year and who did the best all year. It's just the last six. But I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that we're dominant right now. We just made one really good run. We need to continue to make consistent runs and go down through there. I think we won four championships by being very consistent and quick. I think that possibly we've lost some of that advantage because these guys are swinging for the fence all the time. And so you see more 60s than you've ever seen. You see more cars running 60s consistently. And you can't go up there and run 68 when the track looks like it'll take a 66. You got to go for the 66 because you got guys like Justin that go 40 on the tree every time. You got guys that are going to run 66. And, I mean, 40 on the tree and running 60 anything's difficult to beat. And you gotta bring your A game every lap.
With all of that being said, what does that do to your mind? How do you keep your mind straight?
You know, it's easy to keep your mind straight when everything's going good. When you're struggling a little bit, you kind of get in your own head. It just, some people, I'm trying to think of how to word this. Experience, it's difficult to be a battle-tested warrior if you haven't been in the battle, and we've been in the battle quite a bit. Going back to winning or losing championships here, I lost a championship here in 17, and it mentally derailed me. Had a difficult time getting my mind back in the game and getting back on track of what I needed to be doing. And so I think that going through that, then going in 18, running the countdown and winning all six, it changes your mindset, and you just develop that through experience and time and just being in those situations. You know, it's the hardest thing you do is the first. It's the most difficult thing to win a race. And then you think, well, okay, it wasn't that difficult because you just got to do four rounds the same every time. And not get in your own head, and then you win that championship, and it was such a ginormous letdown in 17 when we didn't win the championship, because I thought, what if I never have this opportunity again, and I just squandered it myself. And so you win that first championship and you realize it's just the same as winning a race. You just got to win a lot of them. And so you begin to figure out how to simplify it and compartmentalize it and just go out and do your job. But that's still easier said than done, no matter what anybody tells you. I mean, that you go up there and race some guys that are guys and girls both that are really, really tough, and you got to go up and have your A game. Thank you all.